Audio Tour Stop Number 4, Bootleg Hollow, Moonshining Heritage of the Uwaris. The Uwari region has a long history of moonshining. It's said that the racing heritage of Randolph County began with the need to bootleg liquor quickly from one destination to another, or to escape a chase by revenuers who'd found out about the operations. In Joe Moffitt's book, An Afternoon Hike into the Past, he explains the history of this particular site, known as Bootleg Hollow. Many years ago, there was very little public work to be found in the backwoods areas. All the old homesteaders swapped work. When one homesteader had some tough job to do, such as raise a barn or clear a new field, all the neighbors would just bring their saws and axes and pitch in. Soon the job was done and no money was used or needed. However, there were those few who just could never seem to be happy with what they had, like some of today's people. These people would trade a pig or a chicken for a jar of white mule, white lightning, joy juice, or whatever that particular community called bootleg whiskey. Like today, people enjoyed making a fool of themselves in public places, so the value of corn whiskey was very good. Sometimes a settler who had fallen on hard times would set up a moonshine still back in some remote part of the mountains and make a run of whiskey to buy much-needed seed and fertilizers for new crops. Also as today, there was always the professional bootlegger who just didn't have the stomach for hard, honest work and would make whiskey for profit all seasons until he was caught by a revenuer or run out of the community by God-fearing settlers. At Bootleg Hollow between Lost Branch and Twin Rocks can be seen the few remains of just such a still. We understand revenuers caught the bootleggers in this hollow one summer night and the bullets flew about something fierce for a while, wounding at least one bootlegger and causing two more to fall getting away. This fall dislocated a shoulder on one man and resulted in a broken thumb on the other. They hauled their barrels and equipment down over the rocky hill to the northwest in wagons, with tow sacks tied around the hubs and wheels and with sacks tied over their horses' hooves to keep from making noise.